This is Corey.
Hi, Corey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I need to go check, but while I do have you here, I would like to know what Local Splash has done in the past, I don't know, several months.
Oh, okay. Have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
I don't need to go on a dashboard to know that the phone ain't ringing, to know that there ain't ads being posted, to know that nothing is happening.
Oh, okay. So reason I ask you is there, in the time that you've been with us, your company has had 320 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads that we're running. But on the dashboard, there's also screenshots and samples of the ads so that you can see them. And then on Google, let me just filter this out and see. In the time that you've been with us, your company has been found 187 times on the first page, and you've had 37 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
The only people that are calling as far as anything that Local Splash has done is marketers.
Okay.
One call, hey, we found you on Google. Would you come look at our roots? No, everybody that calls from the Google Drive number has been only marketers. So all those clicks you referred to, I believe it was all them.
Well, I mean, it is showing the keywords and the areas that the clicks are coming from. So it's not all marketers. I mean, I'm sure that you've gotten some marketing calls, but, you know, I'm sure it's not all marketers, you know. But they're not always going to say, oh, I'm calling from Google. They might say, I found you online, or I looked you up on the internet, or I found you on Google. All of that would be as a result of this program, obviously. So I want to give you an option, if I may. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Corey, but your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, you could remove those ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, and the reason I suggest that is the Facebook ads are excellent the first several months of the program to jumpstart your profile and get you recognized on Google even quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, you might not even necessarily need those ads anymore. You know, have you seen the website that we put together for you by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
You have? Okay, good. Yeah, there's a big orange banner at the top right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day.
All right, well, I need to go check that out.
Yeah, it's actually saying that the account, the credit card account that we have on file has been closed. So maybe the bank sent you a new card or something?
Yeah, I got a new card a little while ago.
That's what it is. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I do not.
Okay. Yeah, so just to let you know, let's say that you, you know, went onto your site and you decided that you didn't want to keep the program anymore. We cannot cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Excuse me. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, but the good news is you're catching it in time because come December 23rd, that reoccurs to $598, and that continues to do so until this settles. You know, or we could do, you know, the $199 if you choose to remove the Facebook ads.
All right. Well, I'll go check the site and, whenever I locate my wallet, go see what card needs to be updated, or if you would like to check back in with me in case I forget.
Of course. You got it. Okay, I'll make a note here to follow up on Monday. I'll also send you another notification that talks about the payment failing, but this one will have my extension, which is 777. So, you know, you could always call back if you don't hear from me, but like I said, I'll follow up on Monday anyway, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, and have a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Hey, you do the same. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.